we tend to see creatures jumping at sea, and we go, oh, that's a dolphin. But this isn't a dolphin. This is more than likely a small harbor porpoise. And these are one of our marine mammals, relatively common, but uncommonly seen. You can just be lucky sometimes. You see them swimming in a kind of an arch movement with their fin breaking the water. This one that I discovered today, it was approximately around 2 to 3 p.m. At Meg Charles Pier, is a very fresh example. There's no bodily damage to the porpoise at all. It's only about 1.5 meters long. It has a texture of very firm rubber, almost like a car tire, but beautifully colored, beautifully streamlined, with full body intact. There'd be no scavenging from seabirds or anything like that. And more than likely, it will get washed away at the next high tide. But it's a great example of seeing nature up close. And the photographs that I have taken demonstrate the beauty of this creature. And it's just unfortunate that this one more than likely has died from natural causes and has just washed up.
Are these creatures common, Fred?
They live in schools. So very often off Bundoran, you'll see much larger dolphins coming in and playing. I think they follow schools of and shoals of fish. So they are chasing, say, sprat. And very often in recent years, you will see killer whales coming into Irish waters, and they would be chasing things like tuna, but also things like porpoise and dolphins. They're a sign of a healthy ecosystem. Yes, it's unfortunate this one has died, but it gives you an insight of what is out at sea. And overfishing, clearing out of inshore stocks obviously will affect species like this, which tend to live as the water's warm, they tend to come in closer to land. And certainly at the moment, there's been some early sightings of basking sharks, which are sharks and obviously are not whale species. But they're a very docile creature, the basking shark, especially off the likes of Slieve League, etc. They come in, they're big filter feeders. They just swim very, very lazily with their mouths open, taking in plankton. And in the olden days, unfortunately, the likes of basking sharks were easy target for whalers and shark fishermen because they were just so docile. Fortunately, things like dolphins and porpoises are fairly well protected, but they can be subject to net damage. They can get tangled in lobster pots. They can get damaged by propellers or boat engines. And the other thing is they're particularly sensitive to sonar. Just talking about strandings, a couple of months back I was up further up the county, and I came across a very white looking whale species, which I identified based on my knowledge as a beluga whale, which would be fairly rare in Irish waters. And you know, these sightings help to fill the knowledge gap that the Irish whale and dolphin group are trying to put together. So it builds a kind of a storybook of what is out there. And unfortunately, you know, up in Falkara some years ago, there was a mass stranding of whales. It's still unknown as to why they do this. If one member gets sick, sometimes they follow in shore, and you can get these mass strandings. And that's very, very unfortunate. And that seems to be happening more and more around the world. And there's a lot of body of research that a lot of it is to do with sonar activity and subwater activity by man, which is very upsetting to think that, you know, we are affecting the ecosystem through sound waves and, you know, invisible means as well. And the other thing with things like harbor porpoises, They are particularly susceptible to plastic accumulation and mercury accumulation and other heavy metals, because they would be eating fish and creatures that maybe are ingesting small microplastics, and they can very often build in the body. So, you know, they are one of the top predators in our waters, harmless to us, of course, and a beautiful creature.
We have seen before that sea creatures such as that of a dolphin and a sperm whale have been washed up on the northwest coast, and you know there have been appeals been sent out there due to, I suppose, you know, for anyone in the area, I suppose, not to, you know, not to approach the animal, to I suppose just hands off approach, really.
Yeah, I mean, it's very hard. I mean, I'm a senior environmental consultant and also an ecologist, so I would have an in-depth knowledge of these creatures and their behaviours. I knew by its sideways stance on the rocks that it had actually died, and that there was no chance of saving it. The best thing that people can do in these circumstances, if they find it, you know, any kind of cetacean in any distressed state, is to contact the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group, the IWDG, and they have a reporting mechanism. So this particular creature has been already identified and has been logged with them by myself this afternoon. And what that helps to do, it helps to broaden the knowledge around our coast, because Ireland owns, you know, a fair old whack of marine area, and we don't get to see half of what is in that. We see some of our land-based animals, but, you know, we sometimes see seals or whatever in around the piers, especially around Mount Charles. But it'd be unusual to see a creature of this beauty, you know, in its full extent, you know, and in a relatively intact state.